The object or purpose of this bill is to help prevent, detect, punish, and if possible, eradicate corruption. Beyond that, there are other very noble objectives. For instance, it seeks to give effect to Chapter 24 of the 1992 Constitution, which in Article 284 enjoins public officers not to put themselves in a position where their personal interests conflict or are likely to conflict with the performance of their functions. And this bill seeks to ensure that that is adhered to. Apart from that, the Conduct of Public Officers Bill will also help domesticate the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and also seek to incorporate within our laws the African Union Convention on Preventing and Combating Corruption. Now, these two conventions offer an international template for anti-corruption. But most importantly, they were ratified by Ghana's parliament on the 14th of December 2005, but they have not found expression in our municipal laws. This bill is yet another manifestation of the commitment of government to step up the fight against corruption. And government anticipates that a parliament would consider it and approve it in an expeditious manner so that the president can give assent to it and it becomes part of our laws against corruption.